Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today we're talking about a growing problem on the internet, and especially on YouTube, known as AI slop.
New reports from The Guardian and Capwing reveal that more than 20% of videos shown to new YouTube users are now low-quality AI-generated content.
AI slop refers to mass-produced videos created using generative AI tools with little originality, accuracy, or creative intent.
These videos often recycle the same scripts, visuals, voices, and formats pumped out at scale to game algorithms rather than inform or entertain.
According to researchers, new YouTube users are especially vulnerable because recommendation systems don't yet know their preferences.
As a result, first impressions of the platform are increasingly shaped by AI-generated listicles, fake news explainers, synthetic documentaries, and low-effort shorts.
The Capwing report shows this trend is global. AI slop is being produced in dozens of languages and optimized for clicks, watch time, and ad revenue.
The barrier to entry has collapsed. Anyone can now generate hundreds of videos per week using text-to-video tools, AI voices, and automated editing.
The problem isn't AI itself, it's scale without quality control.
Platforms are struggling to keep up. Algorithms reward consistency and volume, not necessarily originality or accuracy.
This creates a feedback loop where low-quality AI content crowds out human creators and high-effort production.
Researchers warn this could degrade trust in online video, making it harder for users to distinguish real expertise from synthetic noise.
There are also concerns about misinformation. Some AI slop videos confidently present incorrect or misleading information.
YouTube says it is investing in detection systems and policy updates, but enforcement remains inconsistent.
The bigger question is cultural. What happens when content creation becomes frictionless but meaning doesn't?
AI slop isn't just clutter. It reshapes how people learn, what they believe, and which voices get heard.
At the same time, creators using AI responsibly are being lumped into the same category.
This puts pressure on platforms to distinguish between thoughtful AI-assisted creativity and pure algorithmic spam.
The next phase of the creator economy may depend less on tools and more on trust, curation, and human judgment.
The AI era isn't killing creativity, but it is forcing the internet to decide what it values.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Thought Media Podcast.
Thanks, everyone. Catch you next time.